Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. And sitting in a van, a cargo van, is...
That's your
name.
Esmeralda Leon.
And we're driving. It's fucking scary out.
I was about to make the joke that we could be at some point by a river since it's raining so much.
In a van down.
We could be in a river.
By a river. This is real scary because I'm in a few lanes.
Might watch.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
The front there. Those taxis.
There's taxis everywhere. This is, we're in a rainstorm right now.
We are.
A real scary rainstorm.
Keeps going and going.
And it's scary. And I don't... It's so rainy, I don't even want to roll down the window to have a cigarette. So that's odd.
I don't think you can.
Roll down the window?
Well, yeah, it'll come in and then
you
get wet.
Well, I could still roll down the window and do
it. Well, I know you could.
Like, I'm going to. Very
soon. You can
do
whatever you'd like. But you'll be wet.
So Christina Hendricks, Jesus Christ, is married to an ugly, ugly man.
Yes.
And here's the fascinating thing about it.
Well, no, he's... What I like to... He's just a dude.
He's not... He looks buggish.
But he's just like a dude.
Okay.
Like, you wouldn't... You just walked out the
street. I don't know his name. Most people probably don't know his name. He's the guy in Super Troopers in the beginning, in the first segment, that goes, "I'm freaking out, man!"
Yeah.
That's her husband.
Yeah, yeah.
They're married. And which proves to me, being a man is awesome. That's it. That's all it proved to me. Being a man is fucking awesome.
I don't know if I heard this or I just thought of this myself, but he must go down amazingly on her.
Yep. He's got
I mean, what else?
Jewish,
what else?
It's that Jewish nose he has. It's like, hey, people, be proud of your great Jewish nose. Christina Hendricks digs it.
Yeah.
Literally, zing. We got real blue real quick on this one.
I'd like to... You know what? I want to know what her exes look like.
Yeah. That's a good question. I would also like to know.
Because it would be great if they all look like big football heroes, and then there's a spittly dude.
I bet he's a nice guy.
I'm sure.
Well, my premise was in the entertainment industry, she was probably told, hey, your breasts are too big, or hey, you're too fat, which is insane, because that's not possible. And I'm sure he was told, hey, you look like a bug. And then they bonded over that. And he was very, very nice to her.
But the thing is, he didn't really go too far. He's the high kid in Super Troopers.
To be fair to him, he's 31. She's 34. When she was 31, 30, she just started Mad Men. So he's about to star in this upcoming film about the elevator.
Does not look very
that
good.
That M. Shyamalan ding dong. What a shitty joke. I apologize, listener. M. Night Shyamalan.
I believe. Shyamalan?
I'm not trying to make fun of his name right now. I apologize for doing that shitty joke. It's never been funny. It never will be funny. I like to apologize.
I don't like him.
You like him?
No. Not at all.
I don't dislike him only because I've only seen two of his movies. I've only seen The Sixth Sense and Unbreakable.
Well, I saw The Sixth Sense and I saw The Village.
I didn't see The Village.
And I got angry afterwards. And Kevin actually gets really mad at me because I
don't
know.
Kevin McGuire?
Yes, because he likes him. And I just don't like his stupid twists. Stupid twist endings.
He's a very big fan of Hitchcock, and I like Hitchcock, so...
But these aren't very good twist endings.
Apparently, the majority of America agrees with you. Because a lot of people don't like him anymore.
Oh, yeah. They didn't like The Last Airbender. Which he completely fucked up.
Which already had a sequel before it was released. Did you know that? Did we cover this on the show?
Wait, what?
It was granted a sequel. It was greenlit for a sequel before it was released.
Oh, I could see that.
Why? Because it's a series?
Well, yeah. It's a cartoon, Nickelodeon cartoon series that everybody loves. And there's plenty of material there. So, it's his fault.
A sequel is not...
It was a really good...
But think about it. Like, the Hulk didn't get a sequel. The Hulk got a reinterpretation within, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me if The Last Airbender got that kind of treatment.
Oh, let's hope so.
Not a sequel. No, it got a sequel. That's what I'm saying.
I know. I don't know. I understand that. And I see why. Because there's so much material they can use.
Yeah.
And people already love it. I mean... Why wouldn't they? They'd be stupid not to.
When I saw the preview for that movie before another movie, Kermer, which one? I think it was Scott Pilgrim. When it said from M. Night Shyamalan, the theater laughed. Where 10 years ago, people wouldn't laugh. I remember working in a theater when The Sixth Sense came out.
Yeah.
And it being packed. showing after showing.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you scared, by the way?
No.
I didn't get it. I was like, what? I was expecting just, like, rooms of dead people. Left and right. Dead people.
I was thinking of Memento for some reason. I thought that Memento was a much better twist movie.
Oh, God,
same
yeah.
era. I think same year.
That was,
that woman has her hair in a bun, everybody. A hair in a bun.
It's quite a 1960s bun.
It's a good-looking bun of hair. I don't know if I could fit here.
You got more space.
I got more space on this side? Ooh. We're driving, everybody. We are driving.
You got space
on this side. I got space on that side.
Can I commend you, sir, for driving this van?
Why?
Because it's a big old van.
Oh, yeah.
These are hard to maneuver.
I'm not good at it. That's why I drive very slow and cautiously.
Well, that's good.
Drive like an old man.
That is very
good. Hey, I did it again.
What?
Old something. Marty DeRosa.
Oh, no. I do that a lot now.
I stopped doing it.
It's like the Marty DeRosa effect.
I get the Marty DeRosa effect.
It's getting real weird in here.
That's when all your female friends have sex with Marty DeRosa,
everybody.
Oh, boy. Marty DeRosa. Marty DeRosa is going to be on the live show on September 27th with Thomas Connor and Daniel Knox.
Oh, that's going to be a good one,
folks. Going to be a good show. It's good. I'm excited about that
show. I know, so am I.
Are you excited about the mid-September show? Nope, you're not.
Yeah.
It's Nell. You know Nell. Nell Taylor.
No, I don't.
From Chicago Underground Library. She dates Emerson. You
well,
know
now her. I know.
You've known Nell for years and just didn't know it.
No,
you've been at like
right.
4 to 6 events together.
Yes, but I've never seen
four
I don't
to six
think I've
parties
ever
together.
To her.
Oh, you should. She's a fascinating woman. We're going to find all about Nell Taylor, everybody. She's at Chicago Underground Library, which I am incredibly impressed with. And she's great. And we got Michael Palisak.
Which I saw. He was on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, with the shitty Tonight Show.
Well, still.
It's a Tonight Show.
It's
cool.
It's got a name. It's still
I'm happy for him.
And he was on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham.
So was I.
You were not.
I was in the audience. No, that's a lie. I was on the show. I had a feature.
Is this the unreleased?
Yeah,
tapes?
yeah. I went by Dimitri Martin.
Oh,
yeah,
boy. You got a TV show, too.
I said it's enough. No more. My ghost can do it, so that's my ghost.
Hey, let's do stuff at the Lakeshore Theater.
Now that it's closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just break in and squat in there.
Private shows, everybody, at the Lakeshore Theater featuring the ghost of Dimitri Martin.
Just go in through the broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
That's how everyone gets in.
That sounds like an awful rape plot.
Go through the glass?
Go through the broken glass is an M. Night Shyamalan feature.
Through the broken glass.
Go through the broken glass. It's about kaleidoscopes.
Ooh.
I like kaleidoscopes. Did you ever like kaleidoscopes as a child?
I did.
I did too.
How are kaleidoscopes made?
I'm not Mr. Rogers. Oh, God damn it! Did you get my text message I sent you last night?
Yes, I did.
Merle and I did this job late last night. I get home. I put on Craig Ferguson. It's my favorite! And he fucking does Mr. Rogers in the, like, 3/4 through the show. He changes his shoes, and then he brings on a guest, and he hums the theme song. Mm-hmm. And he just goes, great man. I'm like, God damn it, I got nothing left. Nothing. Not that Mr. Rogers is, like, mine.
Does Craig Ferguson have anger?
Yeah, he does.
Not as much as you did. I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, that's real bad. That's real fucking bad.
But it defines you. I don't know if that's good or bad
good.
As well.
No, that's also bad. It's also bad. It's not even like I'm tired. I am always tired, but I don't think that's it. Because have I ever known you and I've been not tired for a long stretch of time?
I don't remember hearing about your sleep habits.
As much as you are now.
When we were in college.
Yeah. I don't know.
You might not have been hard at work as much as you are now.
Yeah, you're probably right. So I just need to go back to college, everybody. College.
Because did you have, I mean, how many jobs
Justin
did you
Long.
Have?
I always had two. I always had at least one. Most of the time I had two. But they were both part-time.
Okay.
So I'd work 40 hours a week, but it would be over two jobs and stuff. So it's fine.
But then
you
had school.
That's a cute couple walking in the rain.
Aw, he's holding
short.
Her.
Short People in Love. That's another movie I'm going to make.
Short People in Love?
Yeah. It's about Dimitri Martin.
Watch out for these great movie hits.
Hey, thanks a lot. Speaking of movie hits, my movie is going to be screening tomorrow and Saturday after this, before this podcast comes out, everybody.
Yay!
Go back in time. and see my movies or movie. Multiple movies.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is very cautious right now. I'm what, halfway under the speed limit? Everyone's driving like an old person.
Well, they're supposed to. People who don't are idiots.
It's very scary to do this right now. That's okay. How was your day? You worked a lot today, too.
I did. It's all right. Work in the rain again.
Yeah, you're working a lot recently.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Need to make some money.
Money.
Neither of us have lots of money. Funny money.
Yeah.
Mad Magazine.
Mad Men money.
Mad Men money. What if a guy from Mad Money went on Mad Men?
And he just would yell money?
Yeah. Him and Roger Sterling would get along.
You wouldn't be alive yet, though.
Oh, I'm excited. I know I should go to sleep when I get home, but I'm probably going to watch the torrent of Mad Men I just downloaded.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited for
that
torrent.
I haven't watched it in a couple episodes.
You gotta catch up. I'm going to ruin everything. The last episode I saw, best episode of Mad Men yet.
I forget which one it was.
It was named after a book. A Japanese book.
I want to say the last one I saw was the one where those kids ruined their house.
No, that's a good episode, but that's not that one. A lot of stuff's going on in Mad Men, everybody.
Okay.
The show Mad Men. It's great. It's changing culture for the better. Did you see the new cover of Rolling Stone?
With True Blood?
No. Well, that's the current cover, but the one that comes out tomorrow, which is online now, features Christina Hendricks, January Jones, Peggy, and Don Draper.
Snap.
And Don Draper's in a suit.
Oh, of course.
In a car, drinking whiskey. I'm serious. And they're all with him, and he's just being himself, having a good time, a good Mad Men time.
That Saturday Night Live that he was on.
Perfect.
And that opening scene where there he was just Don Draper and everything.
Perfect.
That was the best.
He's the best. It just should rotate between him and Joel McHale hosting SNL. Why
Wait,
isn't
Joel isn't, McHale did it?
No, he should.
Oh.
Wouldn't
okay.
he be perfect?
He would. And Betty White.
Yeah, I'm sick of Betty White.
She's good. She's good at doing that whole I don't know what's going on, I'm old bit.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Let's hope it's a bit.
Really? She had a good run. I like her. She's all right.
I think she's great. Oh, you know what I saw today?
What'd you see today?
Maud.
Oh, I've never seen
Maud. Watching Maud.
I've never seen an entire
episode
of Maud.
It's on MeTV, like 8 in the morning.
Oh, man, my shirt's very wet.
I told you.
Cigarette. It was worth it.
I was watching Maud.
Come on, car.
She's a middle-aged, sassy lady. Is
she banging all the time?
No.
Really?
No, she's got one fella. She's got a husband.
Oh, it's nice.
Apparently, they have serious issues. I looked up the Wikipedia. There was a whole drinking and alcoholic.
I love serious, like,
slant.
Old comedies were so much darker.
They were.
All in the Family and Good Times were fucking depressing,
yeah.
And they're hilarious.
Yeah. And she had an abortion.
Maud in the show?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And this is a couple, I believe.
What is that, like 77?
Yeah, it was some months before Roe versus Wade, I believe.
Whoa, like a back alley abortion?
Yeah, no. How she did it was her daughter was like, well, in New York State, they're legal.
Oh, wow.
And she had an abortion. She was a 47-year-old lady.
Wow.
And she got pregnant, and she had an abortion.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it, but I'm assuming I like it.
Maud Sassy. And it's Bea Arthur.
Maud. Yeah, I know
what
it is.
Being sassy.
R.I.P.
So.
R.I.P. B.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
Author.
Oh, and so Arthur? Is, what's her fate? So is, oh, who is Blanche?
Oh, she's dead too. She just passed.
She's also on Maud.
She was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And, the father from Different Strokes.
Oh, wow.
He was
okay.
Also on there.
I'm learning so much about things I should know about.
Yes.
I don't know, should is the key word.
And then there's Maud.
That's the theme, isn't it? Yeah.
I love Maud. I'm really appreciating television now that I don't
they
have
much
TV.
Of
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I just Dick Van Dyke.
Mary Tyler Dick Van Dyke is great.
I love Dick Van Dyke.
I feel like I should just be watching Dick Van Dyke because I can't seem to write anything that's funny, you know?
Yeah.
And I was trying to write a comedy script with Fritz and it didn't have anything. Just the can't write comedy. It's really hard, and I respect it a lot. What a boring statement I just said. I apologize.
Well, you know what I appreciate about all these sitcoms?
What is that?
Like like 30 Rock and Dick Van Dyke, mm-hmm. the shows that they're on, you know, because there's a show within the show.
Oh, yeah,
they're
yeah,
failing.
Yeah.
They're always not funny. Like, people don't like it. Critics are like, you guys suck.
You know, that's
Dick Van Dyke show.
What was the West Wing guys show? Studio 60 and the Sunship Strip.
Yes, that also did not do well in the show.
I thought in the show they were, like, critically acclaimed, like, we're changing the world.
Or were they, oh, no, because they had just come back, though.
Is that it?
Yeah, because one of them was, like, a drug addict.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, 30 Rock, like, they're always making fun.
That's
that,
true.
That
Jenna Maloney.
Yeah, that is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think what other shows have failing shows with
MASH.
Them. MASH had a TV show inside of it.
I thought MASH was based on a comedy. MASH.
It was. It was that movie. I don't like the movie.
I'm just saying war's funny.
Have you seen MASH?
I have not seen Robert Altman's MASH.
I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't know. They seem so cruel. So cruel.
Cruella de Vil?
No. Cruel.
101 Dalmatians is my favorite Disney animated film.
Really?
Not Pixar Disney, but regular Disney. Yeah, what's
I didn't
yours?
Really watch Disney movies.
As a kid, you never did?
No.
Dumbo's amazing. Dumbo's psychedelic,
My
man.
Parents weren't about to pay for those movies.
I owned one.
Oh, you know what I liked, although I don't think it was Disney? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
You know what? I don't remember. I know I saw it as a child. Spielberg. I don't remember it.
Oh, I had it on tape and I watched it probably 5 times a day.
Some other podcast was talking about how crazy it was that they were able to get, like, Roger Rabbit having a conversation with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Yeah,
and like, Bugs Bunny. Like, yeah. They just crossed over, and now they were saying... I thought Robert Zemeckis did that, actually.
He did. But so did Steven Spielberg.
Was it his company?
It might have been.
By the way, everybody, that's rain. That's the sound of rain.
The delightful sound of rain.
Not delightful. Scary, scary. I really have to use the restroom, but I need to drink this coffee or I'm going to fall asleep behind the wheel.
That's not good at all.
I'm very scared right
you
now.
You might be recording your death.
You got to figure out how to post it on the website? Could you edit this?
If I find the black box that is zing. Recorder.
Zing, zing, zing. Zip, zap, zoop.
Because other zip, than zap, that, zap. I don't know how to do that. That tonight, the Scissor Sisters?
Holy
at
shit.
At the Riviera. Holy, look at all
oh
those
my
people.
God. Oh, man, this is
it's
real
a
scary.
See people trying to hide under the Riv's awning.
I feel bad, too, because the Scissor Sisters crowd is probably one of the more well-dressed crowds.
I'm actually waiting to see some, like, crazy-looking outfits.
So
but...
I feel bad, because, oh, look at that. Look at that chick right there. And her dude. He's
Ooh.
Now shirtless, and I think his pants are falling down.
I like her hair.
Her hair looks like, braided. What the hell's going on?
Oh, look at that man.
See, that man's awesome. He's wearing white jeans,
Oops.
A white...
They're very...
white beater.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, he's got a black thin suspenders.
Yep.
I'm real frightened for life right now. Very frightening. I feel like I know every inch of this goddamn city.
That'll be useful at some point, right?
Yeah. It's very useful. I mean, I did this last year, and I still remember... places I've only been to once because all of them are in that neighborhood.
Well, that's nice.
I'm just talking out of fear right now.
You know.
I feel like if I stop talking, I'm going to understand my predicament and freak out.
Like when
it's like a drug.
Cartoons
it's...
run in the sky and then they realize that
yep.
they're in the sky.
Just don't look down, cartoon. Don't realize you're carrying an anvil and you'll be fine. That's kind of a metaphor for life.
Don't look down.
Don't look down.
Just
don't
keep running.
It's kind of like in World War II. These guys are 17, 18, and they're flying a bomb.
They tell them just keep
just
going.
Just don't even think about it. If you think about it, you're going to die. But if you chain smoke and do it a little bit buzzed, you're going to be all right.
And in front of us, I believe someone's ordered the horrible Chicago's pizza.
Yep, it's way too early to be ordering Chicago's pizza, people. Yeah. Not late.
It is disgusting pizza.
Late enough. Wow, this is not fun at all.
It's
Thanks for
puddles.
Doing this with me, Esmeralda.
Thank you for driving me home.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah. This is scary.
Especially since you're in fear of your life.
Well, there's no way in hell I'm dropping you off in the rain like this. You know,
well,
I don't believe in his soul, but nonetheless, I don't want you to get soaked.
Oh. And then have some sort of pneumonia.
It's James Fritz pneumonia, people.
Yeah.
The episode's up. If you're listening to this, you probably already know that, but very proud of that show. I listened back to it, not nearly as bad as I thought it was. It took a long time.
I like
to
that
edit.
You say you're very proud of it, and then you go, not nearly as bad.
Oh,
as
after
I
we finished it, the crowd was extremely receptive, and
yes.
It was a great show. Keep it up. And I felt like shit. I thought it was the worst show we had done, honestly.
I don't think it was the worst that we had done, but there's bits that we've done better.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the monologue bombed. I thought our part bombed. I thought interviews went too long and then too short, and
yeah.
I thought the mix was bad, and it wasn't. It was not bad at all. If the listener, unless you were there, you didn't know, what we started out, you couldn't hear my mic, and then all it did was peak.
No, my mic.
No, my mic as well, if you remember
oh,
the
right
monologue. Right in the beginning, coming from the intro, the 2-minute intro I built, all of a sudden, nothing. And then peaking, and then nothing. It took a minute to sort out. Throughout the entire time, I'm talking to the crowd. I'm getting laughs, which I didn't hear at the time, but in the recording I heard. I had to cut all that out, so that's some behind-the-scenes magic, folks.
We had laughs.
It was surprising to listen back and hear laughter. No, but as soon as the show was done, Dan's like, your fucking monologue sucked.
Aww.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And,
You did do a little too much pacing.
Yeah, but the thing was under 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it got laughs, motherfucker.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't.
I liked the Iggy thing.
I didn't like it at the time. Now, not so bad.
Some people were actually waiting for you to take your shirt off.
Yeah, we told people.
You cut yourself with glass.
If we made $1,000, I'd do an Iggy.
But we only got one button done.
Only one button undone.
One button.
So everybody, next time I'll think of a different way to injure myself. If you give me $1,000, and I think that's more than fair.
Yeah.
All right. So, Merle and I are going to be covering North Coast this weekend. You might be interviewing Moby.
I might. And then
we have nothing scheduled.
Out.
We have nothing scheduled for Moby, but we have the press passes.
Yeah.
You're a big Moby fan.
I might jump on him. Or not. Probably not.
Probably not. You're probably going to be very, very nice. But I hope this Moby thing works out for you.
I hope so, too. And I hope he doesn't just stare at me and think I'm psycho.
I think he's going to do that regardless because he's all emaciated from not eating enough meat.
No, he's a nice fella.
That has nothing to do with not
he's
being
a nice guy.
Oh, man. Scary, scary,
this
scary.
Is frightening. You're quite a guy for driving me home.
Don't say that.
Don't hit this cop.
I know. That's why I'm just going to wait right here until somebody's behind me. This SUV is too close to me. I'd rather just wait it out than get in an accident. Am I good on that side?
Now I might be. Oh, he's backing up.
Well, that doesn't help me, copper.
Okay.
No matter what, I'm the loser in this situation. The person in the situation. I'm a loser because I know of the person in the situation. Never heard his voice, thank God.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you very soon, tomorrow at the North Coast Music Festival. For maybe 10 minutes between jobs.
Ooh.
You gonna go see the Chemical Brothers?
Yeah.
All right, tell them they should play that song with Noel Gallagher.
Oh, that's my favorite.
That's the only one I like. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening.